From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Suriname's National Assembly chairman rejects the idea of an independent body to negotiate peace.
No, sir. No, it's not necessary to have people from abroad to help us.
Puerto Rico is set to sell its telephone company to raise money for essential services. And Britain is forced to review its deportation rules after a Saint Vincentian wins his case in the High Court. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Suriname's National Assembly Chairman, Mr. Jagannath Lachman, says he was satisfied with his meeting with the leader of the Jungle Commando. Mr. Lachman met with Ronnie Brunswick earlier this week to discuss a new framework for the peace talks, now that the Army Commander, Desi Bouterse, has withdrawn from the negotiations. He told me that there were three proposals arising from the meeting, though he declined to give any details.
It is a little bit difficult to say what is the proposals are because it is not permitted to meet. It was a secret talk with Mr. Brunswick, and the proposals are secret up to now because only the president knows about this, about the proposals. But the proposals are indeed, if the president can make use of one of the proposals, they can start to talk about the peace back.
Would that mean, then, a situation where the government and rebel leader Ronnie Brunswick would continue to negotiate to bring about peace in Suriname?
I think the government will talk now with Mr. Brunswick himself now. I don't think otherwise, Mr. I think Brunswick asked me to ask the government to give back the order to Mr. Bouterse to speak with Mr. Brunswick back. That was not my task. I told him that if it is he desired that he must ask Mr. Bouterse himself.
If the government continues the peace talks with Ronnie Brunswick, how concerned are you that this is a situation that Amerindians would not support?
If the Amerindians are not happy about, they must say on what condition they are not happy about. And if they have some condition where they are not happy about, then we can put it also for their sake in the agreement.
The Army Commander Desi Bouterse withdrew from the peace talks. How much of a setback has that been?
Oh, I don't know. That you must ask to the commander himself. But he has given his decision to the government, and the government knows what he's going to do with the decision of the commander. The government is now keen to talk to Mr. Brunswick and his commander and with the Amerindians and all the peoples who are willing to have the peace together with the delegation perhaps of the government.
From your discussions with the Bush Negroes and the government, do you feel that there is a need for a commission of people from, say, other Caribbean countries or from CARICOM to look at how peace can be brought about in Suriname?
No, sir. No, it's not necessary to have people from abroad to help us. Up to now, it's not necessary. I think we can manage it ourselves.
So what is the next step? What will happen now?
The next step will be somewhere that some delegation will talk with Mr. Brunswick. We shall see how the talk can go on. The government will see how, because I give them three alternatives and they can make the use of those three alternatives, and all the three alternatives can guide them to the peace.
Jagannath Lachman. The government of Puerto Rico is to carry out the biggest exercise in the privatization of government property ever seen in the Caribbean region. It intends to sell the state-owned Puerto Rican telephone company for a sum of at least $2,000 million, which would be used to improve the educational system and other public services on the island. From New York, here's Adrian Porter.
Governor Rafael Hernandez Colon of Puerto Rico evidently decided that the best way to raise the money that's desperately needed to improve the island's secondary education system and its water and sewage services was to sell the state-owned telephone company. Ironically enough, it was Governor Colon who bought the company for the state only 16 years ago. Now he hopes to raise at least $2,000 million from its sale to foreign companies interested in running what's said to be a profitable and modern communications corporation. The money will be invested in two funds, earning, between them, something like $90 million a year in interest. But just who is likely to want to invest in the phone company? I put the question, appropriately enough, in a telephone call to Juan Ramos, an aide to Governor Colón in the capital, San Juan.
We have Telefónica Española, which is from Spain, which is interested, but this company is only interested in the long-distance new company which we founded, the Governmental Development Bank, which did the studies, is the one which is dealing the whole thing, and they have identified almost 10 companies which could be interested.
However, there's still some time for approaches to be made by these potential purchasers. A bill providing for the privatization goes before the House of Representatives and the Senate in 2 weeks' time. As the governing Popular Democratic Party has a clear majority, the bill could be passed by the end of May. However, this does not mean that there is no opposition.